Belly sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. Side though, it's all good. Whipped his ass so bad his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this motherfucker.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want.
How you figure that, man?
Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
You on this couch you sitting on?
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give.
And I'd like to tell you that it is all right. Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media, Phoenix Kaliter, and William J. Black Ass Motherfucker. Follow Phoenix Kaliter on the Twitters at Uppity Negress, 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's at Uppity Negress on the Twitters. All right, and as folks checking out the podcast audio archive, trigger warning, you heard it there. Folks on the Facebook Live could not fit that in because I gotta do some more shit. So it's not just that there's a new interface mixing board, but now because of the way this board interacts with this computer, I need to transfer everything in the fucking soundboard and download a soundboard to the other computer where that audio will be coming from, and it's a grand old time.
It's fun. You're not having fun?
Aren't you goddamn
You're
shit.
You're having fun.
All right, are you in the show notes thread?
I am in the show notes thread.
All right, Phoenix Cleater in the show notes thread. Give them a rundown. Give them the headlines. Dat gummit.
All right, there's a lot. We're not going to be able to get to it all. All right, so Victoria police say Daily Mail provoked African gang flare-up and scuffle. That sounds interesting. Carice Lewis, another lesbian woman, shot and burned. Hood River County Sheriff's Office is defending Oregonians for pumping their own gas. Pink news. Miss Trans America found murdered. Let's see. This is what? From Tranarchy. A teacher handcuffed a student and forcibly removed... A teacher was forcibly handcuffed and removed from a school board meeting after she criticized the superintendent's pay raise. There's something in here that says Oprah's Iraq War propaganda. Interesting. Spike Lee's movie lost an audience because people were selling shows under different movie names. Are people trying to finally get rid of Spike Lee's career? We'll find out. A Cincinnati teacher told her 13-year-old student his classmates were going to lynch him for talking in class. Trump cites shithole countries as he refuses to go into a bipartisan deal. Oh, and he wants more people from Norway here. Walmart CEOs says Trump's tax plan helped them give raises to Walmart employees. However, they then proceeded to shut down 60-plus Sam's Clubs today. And Trump administration has said that they will allow states to have a provision that requires people to work in order to get Medicaid. And then I have some Florida stuff. A drunk mom crashes with her 2-year-old child in the car, then fights police and somehow makes it into custody alive. Yeah. I think that's what we have for headlines. We'll see what we can get to. Are we ready to do the thing?
Yep, that gummit. All right, so video shared around to all the Father Muckers and Martha Frackenfrog and Dougalheimers that might dare attempt to clicketh thee. My podcast clicketh thee. Y'all fools can't get with me.
Yo.
What up, fool?
Yo.
Yes, ma'am.
There's another mad pooper.
What the fuck, man? Yo, lead off with that. Lead off with that, man. God damn it.
I don't know what's happening. All right, so.
Well, can't set it up. Apparently, there's, to our knowledge, there have been 3 mad poopers on the loose.
Right.
And apparently, like, they tend to be joggers.
Yes, joggers who just, in the middle of running, just pull down their pants and, take a shit on somebody's lawn.
This is is premeditated shit. Because remember, the last one we read into it, yes. And there was toilet paper left at the scene. This is premeditated shit. These people know they're gonna shit. They're not just like, ooh, I gotta go. No. They had that roast beef sandwich the night before on purpose.
Premeditated poop is what's happening.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm also, you know, these are like all across the country, right? I think the first one we covered was like somewhere towards the west, maybe like California or Washington,
Colorado,
or something.
Shit.
And then we covered one that was all the way on the east coast, and then I'm pretty sure we did a Midwest one too.
Why?
Now this one, my friend, is in Arkansas, Arkansas, as I like to call it.
And I know this is white on white crime. I know it's you. It's your squad.
So, Mad Pooper Copycat makes... a copycat! Because why is it enough somebody wanted to copycat? All
so
right.
Is their gang gonna be called the fucking Litter Box Mafia Crip? Like, what is
litter
this?
Litter Box Mafia. It's the fecal foursome. All right.
That's the worst comic book ever. The fecal-tastic foursome. God damn. Okay, I gotta let you get through the story. I can't do this.
All right. An Arkansas woman is on the lookout for a jogger. Again, it's always a fucking jogger. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Like, is this jogger culture? Is this what you people do? Is on the lookout for a jogger caught on surveillance last week, defecating in her driveway. Tiffany Mazzella told Fox 16 that she was heading out to breakfast when she was shocked to find something outside her vehicle. I came around to get in the passenger side of the vehicle and noticed a huge pile of feces, Mazzella said. The Little Rock resident thought a big dog and an irresponsible owner were to blame for the mess, but a check of his surveillance camera showed the canine was not the perpetrator. Now, see, didn't we talk about this last time? We're like... who's gonna think it's dog shit? Because dog shit has a certain aroma to it. Didn't we have that conversation?
They looked.
They looked.
They checked the cams.
They checked the cams.
Body cams don't stop poopers, man. Hands up, don't poop. Jesus Christ with these fucking people.
All right, so when we checked it, checked the cameras, we found it was not a dog. It was a person who had been jogging down the street, ran between our cars, defecated, and ran away. There is no mention of toilet paper in this one, so...
Not on this one.
I don't know. Well, I guess probably not, because if there was toilet paper, she wouldn't have thought it was a dog, right?
No.
Oh, that's... Y'all, you a nasty motherfucker.
Who was the fucking... who's the cop trying to get promoted to detective that gets called on this one? We're like, all right, everybody, surveil the area. We find out what brand. Then we can start looking at the cameras in the stores and see if anybody similar was buying this brand in the last 10 days.
All right. So the case is similar. Oh, it was Colorado. To that of a jogger in Colorado dubbed the Mad Pooper, who gained viral fame in September after defecating on a family's lawn for weeks. It says allegedly defecating. It's not allegedly. We know that defecation happened repeatedly.
We're not sure if this is poop. I don't know. Is it poop? I mean, it's about the same as tofu. Consistency, color, smell, and taste.
God, ew. Great. Now the vegans are going to complain. Nice job, William.
Just so you know, vegans, just like the Bayhive, I don't care. You saying my name and posting at me is really just driving traffic to my content so people can hear me make fun of you. Make your decision.
I have a side note about that, too. I saw something hilarious in that vegan group.
Oh.
Yeah, because somebody got mad. A woman shared a tofu recipe, and somebody was talking to her about vegetarian. She's like, no, I just really don't like to eat meat, but, you know, I don't have any, like, objections. I eat meat sometimes. And they were like, you're appropriating vegan culture. Tofu is for vegans. Stop appropriating our culture. And then messaged the moderators of the group to get her kicked out.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Fucking clown.
Yes. But so anyways, so the Mad Pooper in Colorado situation, which we covered, they saw her pooping. They saw the jogger pooping. So Matsella, the woman in Arkansas, says she continued along her business, but Wednesday was shocked to find... hold on. Let me redo that sentence. Matsella went along with her business, but on Wednesday was shocked to find, as she reached for the handle of her car door, a solid piece of paper towel stuck into it.
Paper towel.
Paper towel.
Okay. The quicker picker upper.
Quicker picker upper.
All right. I respect that. They used something. But she said it was a huge shit.
Yes.
Did they bring enough paper towels?
But see, they didn't really make this clear the way the article is written. This was the second time it happened. The first time was a huge shit. The second time she saw the paper towels tucked in her car door handle. And this shit was behind the car.
Oh. So they shat. It's the past tense, right? I'm trying to talk right.
They shat.
Behind the car. And then said, I don't just leave the paper towel anywhere. I put in the effort to take the extra few steps to the passenger side and carefully tuck it in that it won't fall. Wind, rain, or sleet, won't fall.
Yes.
That's not a mad pooper. That's a calculated pooper. That is what do they call her in the... cold and calculated.
Cold and calculated.
Oh, man, that's a Clintonian pooper. What else? You're still looking at your screen, so I know there's more shit. Pardon the pun.
Matsella added, I mean, it was vile. No kidding.
Really?
No kidding. Surveillance footage shows the same jogger defecating again in her driveway. And Matsella said a number of her neighbors have reported similar issues. The neighborhood is calling him the shit bandit. In Colorado, it's the Mad Pooper. In Arkansas, it's a shit bandit.
It's that's kind of like when I'm fucking what was the motherfucker that was an owl. No, this is not like that at all, actually, but I started it, so I have to do it. There was an owl, I think, in Oregon on a jogging trail that was it would swoop down and fuck with people.
Oh.
And like some people, like men that wore toupees, got their toupee snatched and shit like that. And it got nicknames like Al Capone.
That's kind of awesome, actually.
Yeah.
All right, so the shit bandit is what they're calling it. Now stopping the jogger has become her priority, and she has filed a criminal mischief report with Little Rock Police. I hope they find him, and I hope he finds some help.
Man, British people should have to cover American stories and their accents, partly because America exists, is a lot is your fault.
Yes.
But you should have to talk about this shit. Everything that ever happened in Florida, you should have to talk about. I hate how the volume automatically adjusts itself. You see how the microphone volume internally has been moving?
Yep, I see it.
I don't know how to get in the settings and change that, which I guess I could do a Yahoo search and change it.
Yeah, it doesn't say in the directions?
I don't know. Maybe in a Bing search.
Oh,
or
maybe.
Anything other than
Google.
Go Ogle.
Go Ogle? No, don't go Ogle.
That's what it breaks down to. Go Ogle. Yeah. Anything about that shit?
No.
Go Ogle. So it's literally saying, just go look. Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah.
I have the best links.
Damn. Somebody said that in a meeting. All right, what the holy heck, darn. Michael Wright up in the joint.
I see you making fun of me on Twitter, Mr. Wright.
Michael Wright said, my niggas. I see Lara over there said Seattle here. Yeah, I'm Pierce County myself. Span away Tacoma, Parkland, you know the deal. Been around Puyallup and the whatnot, Lakewood, that whole BISness. 253, Miss Ma'am.
Yes.
Alright, so winesellermedia.com. What the fuck else is happening?
All the things are happening. Everything is happening. I don't know. You want something serious? You want something fun?
We gotta get serious, man. I saw some shit this morning before I went to clocked in.
Oh, okay. Let's see. How about? Do we want to talk about the Medicaid thing?
Medicaid thing.
Yeah. So,
you can talk about it far more intelligently than I can. Okay. I just got health insurance for the first time in my adulthood, and I'm pissed. Taking my $14. Bullshit.
He went through the effort, by the way, y'all, of getting an insurance plan and didn't even pick out his primary care provider.
I don't have to. What? It's a primary. They're just going to pick their own with super delegates anyway. They don't care which one I want.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works. No.
Is it how it trabajos?
No, that's not how it trabajos either.
All right, fine.
All right, so the Trump administration is encouraging states to require, quote, able-bodied Medicaid recipients to work or volunteer in order to keep their health insurance coverage. No.
Break it down for people like me.
Okay, so Medicaid is typically the state-run health insurance, right, that you get when you can't afford real insurance because you work somewhere like Walmart that makes billions of dollars of profit but doesn't pay you a living wage. So a bunch of people either don't work full-time, and a bunch of people who have, like, a disability or kids or are unemployed at the moment and lost their health insurance through their job also get Medicaid, and the government would like to stop them from having access to that. So now they're saying if you are able-bodied, however the fuck they opt to define that, you should have to go to work before you can get health insurance. So basically, anyone who's not working doesn't get health care. Awesome. On Thursday, which is today, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is part of the Department of Health and Human Services, issued new guidelines for states that want adults to work in exchange for coverage. Under the rules, states can require Medicaid beneficiaries to work, volunteer, or participate in job training. Okay. This is a bad idea. People who are elderly, pregnant women, and children would be excluded. I don't believe them. The administrator, Seema Verma, said on Twitter that the new efforts will improve Medicaid enrollee health outcomes by incentivizing community engagement. This is a lie. This is not going to help people. This is about helping people rise out of poverty. Did you know that?
Oh.
Yes.
I've always known that about America.
It is about how people rise out of poverty. That's what the entire nation was founded on. What? She cited studies showing a correlation between good health and having a job. Correlation is not causation, ma'am. And I feel like anybody tweeting for the federal government should probably say that.
So good health and just having a job.
Yes. a job.
Just any old job. I mean, if you realize that when fucking kids have chores that we tend to say, do your job, we don't pay them shit.
I mean, I would like to think that, you know, you can be healthier when you have a job, especially if you're like, I don't know, like a coal miner, or like you're removing toxic waste, or, you know, you're on your feet for 15 hours a day. That's probably really, really good for your health.
Them's healthy jobs.
Indeed. Healthy jobs. Access to Medicaid makes it easier for people to look for work and obtain employment. And a so-called work requirement does not support work, but instead puts critical support work at risk. Okay. So 10 states so far have filed applications to add work requirements to their Medicaid programs. Does anyone want to take a guess what they are?
I think Marvin does. Topping this saying, Phoenix, Kalita, where you at?
Hey.
That's the homie loco.
Hey.
Y'all used to play basketball in the old days?
Yes.
You used to play hoops?
Hoops, yeah.
That's a fair deal. And
swish.
One.
Swish. Nothing but nuts. So would you like to guess what states want a work requirement? Now remember, this is fucking over poor people who are unemployed by saying you can't have access to health care that you need if you're not working.
All right. Definitely California.
No. No.
It's California.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's California.
It's not California.
It ain't. It's not Mississippi. They're not
in it. It's actually not Mississippi, surprisingly.
Huh. See, told you. Texas, not Texas.
Not Texas.
See, bam. I know things. Arkansas, not Arkansas.
It's Arkansas.
No.
It's Arkansas.
No. Well, well, Mike Huckstabee made sure they have plenty of cinnamon so they don't fucking need medicine.
They don't need medicine. They have cinnamon. Themselves. They have grits and God and guns and gravy. What the fuck, man?
Laura Loco said Alabama, Tennessee, and Texas over there in the chat space.
Actually, none of those so far.
None of those.
Arizona.
T?
Yes. Now, remember, Arizona was the one who put limits on how long you could receive welfare services.
Because that's when they were going to raise the minimum wage to a living wage. So they were like, you don't need that shit because you're going to be making $25 an hour.
Right. Kentucky. Now, remember, Kentucky lowered their minimum wage. When they got their new governor in, Matt Bevin, they lowered minimum wage. So I'm sure that this is really going to be helping the people out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have more incentive to work harder. Think about, like, if they lower the minimum wage, you have to work more hours to make enough money to be as poor as you were before they lowered it. You
okay.
See?
Okay.
So think about what that does for health. That's like more exercise, you see?
Oh.
See, so it's a fitness program.
It's a fitness plan.
Bam.
And they're paying you to be fit.
They just
turned
their whole state into a gym. That's awesome.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
Kansas? Laura Lowe?
Kansas, yes. Kansas. Maine, Governor Paul LePage, is it? Apparently, D-Money...
Smoothie
and Shifty have been devastating the local economies because, you know, they get up there and get all these women pregnant and then these women don't work and have babies. D-Money is getting all the white women pregnant.
Anyone's not familiar, Governor Paul LePage was on a podium when he said that, wasn't he?
I believe so. It was like a press conference or something. Like, it was very, very public.
Like, yeah, it wasn't like somebody fucking snuck a tape of him. Like, he said that shit in public on purpose, said there's a heroin problem. Because guys with names like D-Money, Smoothie, and Shifty show up here, sell the drugs, and then get a white girl pregnant before they go home. He said that shit.
He did.
And it
he
was
did.
Hilarious.
And now those fucking ungrateful children will have to work. New Hampshire.
I don't know much about that state.
I don't know much about New Hampshire, but I do know that we covered them because one of their state legislators was a guy who was like... on the MRA Reddit forums talking about women shouldn't be able to vote and shouldn't have reproductive rights and, like, women are, like, stupid bitches and you should rape them. Remember that?
Holy shit, I do.
Yeah, I'm looking at almost every state here. We have covered some fucking horrible-ass shit.
Oh, man, I wish I could memorize off the top of my head the one where the politician said that climate change is caused by sweaty bikers.
That was Washington State. Bicycling? You selectively put that out of your head because it's your state.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. That's the same one where, like, when I first started the program, a story I covered, a cop arrested somebody because when he pulled him over, he saw that his tongue was green, so he assumed he was driving from smoking reefer because he doesn't know how candy works.
Or how reefer works, apparently.
And this is the guy that has a gun and authority.
Yay! Blue Lives Murder. North Carolina. Okay.
Don't raise it. Take your shirt off. Twist it, hang your head, spill like you need a doctor. North Carolina. Don't raise it.
Utah. It should be interesting for the Mormon population.
That's quite jazzy of them.
It is quite jazzy of them. And Wisconsin.
Polly Wally Ryan boy.
Who went home and said, yes, we finally get to kill more poor people.
Oh, yeah, woo! He jerked off on woo! A food stamp that he had in a glass case since 1994.
He probably did. Yeah.
I should have had a separate trigger warning for that visual.
Seriously, yes.
With his red hat on backwards.
And in addition, people who are disabled under the Americans with Disabilities Act but have Medicaid benefits could be exempted. Maybe. Or the state would be required to make, quote, reasonable modifications such as a reduced hourly work requirement. So basically they gonna put niggas in wheelchairs out there. And then the thing is too, once you start working, they cut your benefits. So I'd be really interested to see, like, for disabled people in particular, because, you know, like, Goodwill doesn't pay people minimum wage if they're disabled. Like, how that's going to fuck with their benefits. I mean, I just have questions. I just want to know how this is going to be implemented.
Oh, man, what's he doing out there?
I don't know.
That's not the cats. That's the boy.
Yeah. So, also, they want you to engage in community engagement, but they don't really say what that means. But you have to do that, too. So... basically, they want poor people to die from not having access to healthcare more than they already are. So that's awesome.
Or just compete. You gotta realize, like, fucking, you take away all those abortion rights.
Yeah.
Now you've got more people to basically do, be capitalism gladiators, really.
Yeah.
That's all that is, capitalism gladiators.
I can't wait for that to happen. I can't wait until they start, doing, like, pay-per-view shit for, like, prison inmate fights. That's gonna be coming. Like, I guarantee fucking to you.
Yeah, they're probably already doing it. It's just fucking no cameras allowed. And it's only, like, fucking Mike Pence and, you know, and a couple of mafia guys. Mike Pence looks like he totally showed up some shit like that. And he'd be the most serious one about it. Everybody, hey, shut up! This is a real fight we're watching here, buddy.
Mike Pence is fucking horrible.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm still tripped out about the HIV epidemic with him.
Yeah, which was a white-on-white crime.
It was a white-on-a-lot-of-white crime, but, you know.
White-on-white blood cells crime.
Shit.
Hey.
Yeah. I don't know. What are we doing next?
Man, goof it up. Shit. You silly goofer.
Goof it up.
Yeah.
Hmm,
what you mean? Things that make you go,
hmm.
Oh, CNC factory ass knackers.
Okay, but you're going to have to read this one because it's not actually funny, but we're going to make
it
funny.
It's not funny. Nothing's ever funny.
Nothing's ever funny.
What the fuck is this? What the? Oh, shit. Really? Okay. Apparently, we're going down to Citrus County and somebody, they had themselves a beverage or two, and then they went on ahead and hopped in the vehicular, because that's how you're supposed to drive.
Yes.
Now, the Florida Highway Patrol, they arrested this here woman, Brianna D. Knox, a 28-year-old individual of Beverly Hills, which I never know which state they're talking about. It could be Beverly Hills, California.
Mm-hmm.
Florida might have a Beverly Hills. There's an Orange County every fucking where.
Right.
Yeah, like, the shit is redundified. All right. Now, Brianna D. Knox, 28-year-old, was arrested on charges including driving under the influence, child neglect, leaving the scene of a crash, and battery on a law enforcement officer. All right, because she had, her offspring in the vehicular.
Yes.
A 2-year-old son. Now, Brianna Knox drove recklessly and crashed into four cars. Why not? On I-4 at about 5 p.m. Four cars.
Four cars.
She ain't no fucking slacker.
No.
Like, that's like going over your goal. Like, I work in a factory. Like, that's when you, like, beat your daily target.
Yes.
Like, she got a lot of inventory. Four fucking cars.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. I respect this woman. Now, four cars, and this was on Tuesday, the Florida Highway Patrol said, and her red 2001 Honda Civic, or Civic isn't even there, I'm just used to saying
it. Oh,
well. 2001 Honda, it broke down under an overpass. Then she got out of the car and started acting, quote, erratically and disturbed.
Yes. And then she urinated on the highway.
Wait, what? But she was drunk. Wait. You know what? That's what happened. That's why, if you ever, like, mention, like, going out and drinking to black people and you're white and they're kind of, like, you know, they tense up a little bit, it's because they've seen you folks before.
Yes.
They've seen the video clips. They may have been one of those black people whose parents said, it'll be a good idea to raise my black child in the suburbs. And they've seen things.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, radically and disturbed, Brianna Knox removed the child from the car and allowed him to wander toward traffic. Well, why the fuck? While she... You can't have those two things in the same... That's a lot of stuff in one sentence.
Yes.
Let's lay this sentence down. I'm going to say it. Knox removed the child from the car and allowed him to wander toward traffic while she urinated on the road's shoulder... According to the Florida Highway Patrol.
Yes.
There's a lot, like, I'm on a bathroom break. Therefore, you are a libertarian child now.
Libertarian.
Go out and make something of yourself.
You have been emancipated.
Holy shit. All right. Now, Knox would not tell troopers who the child was. That's the next sentence?
Yes. There's a lot happening in this story.
I don't know that kid. I guess she really did emancipate her.
She's fucking emancipated.
We're strangers now.
Bootstrap yourself up, nigga.
Jesus Christ. So troopers, David Flores and Elaine Hernandez, they arrived and attempted to arrest Knox, but she resisted. You could so hear yourself saying, but she persisted. But she resisted, they said. Elaine Hernandez attempted to handcuff her, but she struggled and they both fell to the ground. How strong is she? Don't give white women pumpkin spice vodka. Yo, they fucking start wowing. Yo, that's they Hulk juice, nigga. They get crunk.
Hulk juice. All right.
Woo. Jesus Christ. She kicked one of the troopers in the chest. She got her foot up that high.
She did, man.
In the chest.
She probably does, like, yoga and stuff.
That makes it even more dangerous. So she's, like, like physically fit, exercised, and stretched out. And she's on Becky Lives Matter crunk juice.
Yes.
That's problems, yo. That is problems.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kicked him in the chest. And his hand. While they handcuffed her, the trooper said, the child protection officer with the Hillsboro Sheriff's Office took the two-year-old boy, and the office is conducting an investigation. The Florida Department of Children and Families, DCF, was notified, and a spokesman said the agency had... Why are all these institutions so afraid of spokesperson? Nigga is non-binary. That's like a talking point I want to keep coming back to.
Nigga is non-binary.
But spokesperson. Why are you... When you say spokeswoman, you're doing two syllables anyway. Just two syllable at every time and grow the fuck up. Wake up and spell the progressivism.
The patriarchy
has failed you.
Yeah.
Failed you horribly. fucking shit. All right, so a spokesman said the agency had no prior incidents involving Knox or the child. Knox is being held at the Hillsborough County Jail on $15,000 bail. Who the fuck? Damn, I wish we had the studio set up so I could play the video. There's a goddamn video. Someone was recording this woman beat these cops' ass.
So she got drunk, hit four cars, let her kid play in traffic while she peed on the highway.
I forgot all about the four cars part.
Yeah, a lot happened in one story. So hit four cars, let her kid play in traffic while she's peeing on the highway. The cops show up, she won't identify her kid or herself, and then she starts assaulting the police officers, and yet somehow... some God-sent gift, some mercy from above allowed her to be taken into custody alive and unharmed. People, they didn't even say she had to go to the hospital for injuries because the cops didn't even fuck her up.
Well, her foot hurt from kicking him in the chest.
Uh-huh.
She sprained her ankle. White women always sprain their ankles. I don't know why that's all that. I saw that happening when they were just white girls as my classmates in elementary school. Like, what is with the sprained ankles? Becky.
Becky's be tripping, man.
Literally.
You shouldn't be kicking people in Ugg boots. Of course your foot hurts.
Oh my God, that's the punchline of the story. What else is happening? That's it. You shouldn't be kicking people. Hey, this nigga's hard.
What?
You're like the miggity 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 Mac Daddy.
Yes.
Alright.
Yeah.
I might you want to jump, boy. Listen here.
What?
I wonder if there's comments, because you know how I share it like fucking everywhere?
Yeah.
There could be comment sections happening any fucking where.
Yes. Miss Trans America found murdered in Massachusetts home. Miss Trans America was found murdered in Massachusetts, making her the first trans woman to be killed in 2018 that we know of.
Yep.
Krista Lee Steele. How do you say that?
Let's take a look here. Oh, fine. I'll. All right. So, it's coming off of Pink News. Krista Lay Steele Nudslian. I'm going with Nudslian.
Nudslian?
A N after a K would make the K silent, right?
Right.
And
right.
Then it's UD, Nuds, LIEN, looks like Nudslian or Nudsline. Nudslane.
I feel like this is like one of those Nordic fucking names or something.
Oh, Nudslian. Some shit. All right.
They have a weird pattern with the vowels and consonants, man.
Well, the homie Krista, this nigga be bugging out.
Krista
was she was found stabbed to death in her home on Friday evening. Her husband, Mark Steele Nudslin, has been arrested on suspicion of murder after he confessed to police that he had killed her. I wonder why they still use that language like that. Suspicion and confession. Like, he confessed.
Probably
what are you suspicious of?
Probably because he hasn't been convicted yet.
Huh.
So it's like, technically, it's still alleged, even though we all know what happened, just because there's no conviction yet.
Jesus Christ. An autopsy found that she died from a loss of blood from the stab wound. She also had blunt force trauma to the head.
Damn.
The 42-year-old's death has been ruled a homicide. And if you go to thepinknews.com, she like won a beauty pageant.
I think she's the one who started it.
Oh, started a beauty pageant.
I think, yeah, that was the impression I got. She was the one who started the Miss Trans pageant, yeah.
All right, so, and they have images of her on the website article, pinknews.co.uk. Her 47-year-old husband is to be arraigned this morning on a murder charge. The two wed last year after moving to North Adams, and prior to the move, they lived in Adams for 3 years. Krista was known for founding, and there you are, for founding and running Miss Trans New England and Miss Trans America pageants. She also is believed to be the first transgender woman killed in the U.S. this year. They put the nuance in it.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 320 motherfucking five trans folk were killed in the 12 months ahead of the Trans Day of Remembrance, which took place in November.
25 of those murdered in the U.S., 217 that we know of, 25 in the U.S. that we know of. And 2017 saw a total of 28 trans people that we know of fatally shot or killed by other violent means, making it the most violent year on record for trans people that we know of yet.
Right.
I'm putting in all, for those that listen to the program recently, I put in that we know of myself. It's not actually in the archive.
Right.
All right, now,
I just want to specify that we do that because a lot of trans people are misgendered when, after they've been, you know, deceased. They're misgendered in police reports, they're misgendered in news articles, and not everybody is out openly as trans. And of course, there's, you know, incredibly high rates of homelessness and things like that with trans people. There's a lot of trans people who are just dead that we don't know died because we never knew they went missing in the first place. Whew. So that's why we say that.
Now, last year preceded 2016 for being one of the most violent years with 27 recorded deaths. Due to fatal violence being recorded. Violence, check me out. A large majority of the victims were trans women of color. And when they say trans women of color, they're including black in that. I tend to, in my own commentary, I do not, lump black people and people of color together because people of color tend to be anti-black. Like, we're not a coalition. Could be, but people of color tend to be white supremacy adjacent, and if they can be white passing, they're gonna run with it. Skibby flibby jibby doo. However, the actual number of trans homicides is likely to be much higher than recorded due to misgendering of victims and unreported murders. These numbers are not accounting for death by suicide. Death by suicide. 2016 reported by the National Center for Transgender Equality found that 40% of transgender adults have attempted suicide, with the report highlighting, quote, pervasive mistreatment, harassment, and violence in pretty much every facet of life, whether that be in the schools, the workplace, or family life, end quote. A similar report published this year by LGBT group Stonewall revealed that nearly half of the transgender children have attempted suicide. In 2015, the White House was urged to launch a formal investigation into the high rates of trans people murdered every year. An official petition called for the administration to, quote, raise awareness, end quote, and to, quote, take action to keep this community safe, end quote, so that they no longer have to, quote, live in fear of losing their lives to hate and violence, end quote. The violent treatment of the trans community stems from increasing transphobic attitudes in America. On January 1st, Illinois became the second state in the U.S. to rule out the gay panic defense. The defense allowed defendants to blame a victim's sexual orientation or gender identity as a reasoning behind violent crimes against LGBTQ plus people. Right? Like something I'll point out, Scotty Reed of the Black Talk Radio Network, like, he's in favor of that defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, like, when he caught, because he doesn't really cover stories like that, but he is a conservative.
Right.
And, when, like, a particular story, like, really came up, and he was like, you don't know what's going through that man's head. It's like, yeah, I do. It's, I'm an adult making an adult decision to murder another adult. That's what's going through his head.
And see, it's something that, like, these people who support that, like, gay panic bullshit, too, they leave off a lot is how violent a lot of those deaths are. It'll be like, you know, stabbed a trans woman 27 times and set her on fire in a dumpster. Like, that's not a panic. That's not, like, you... It takes effort to stab somebody 27 times. You did that because you wanted to be violent to that person. Like, either they, you know, you felt you're like your masculinity was threatened or whatever. But that was an active choice. That wasn't, I panicked and didn't know what I was doing. You knew exactly what the fuck you were doing. You did it anyway because you're a fucking murderer. Fucking
like, you did, didn't know what you were doing. Nigga, that you are highly coordinated for a motherfucker that don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like, the one... Again, like, I'll throw in an extra trigger. Like, we have a trigger warning at the beginning of the program, but, like, the homies over here, like D, just tuned in.
Yeah.
And
like the one we covered, that I've repeated many times because this story blows my fucking mind out of my skull, where a cis man walked up to a trans woman, assuming she was a cis woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this word. Grabbed her, went to attempt to grab her by the pussy. She hadn't had, you know, surgery or whatnot. So, you know, mm-hmm. he felt what he felt. And then he pulled out a knife and stabbed her. Now, he had to get his hand up to where his pocket was, reach in the pocket, pull out the knife. It's probably one of those fold them out deals.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called. Flip them out blades.
Pocket knife, yeah.
Yeah. Had to pull the motherfucker out, flip the motherfucker out, pull the arm back, thrust the arm in. That's a whole lot of not know what you're doing. And then it was on a train, and the train stops at a station, like right when he's committing this act. And she goes to run away, and he chases her down,
right.
And then proceeds to stab her to death. That's a whole lot of not know what you're doing and don't know what's going through your head. Bullshit.
Yeah. I fucking hate that defense. I really do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm actually, you know, as much as I talk shit about Governor Bruce Rauner, he's the governor of Illinois, he's trash in a lot of ways, but he did sign that bill. So I at least give him credit for that one.
Word.
Yes. Yeah, no more trans panic.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of these fucking stories. Like, yeah. Some of them are just going through my head. I'm just like, Jesus.
And that's the thing, too, is people be like, you know, like, oh, well, it's panic because you weren't ready for it. And it's like, but you're the one, almost all these stories we cover, it's like, you're the one who approached the trans woman, though. Like, you came up on her and started sexually harassing her, and then you found out she wasn't cis and had a problem. Like, that's on you. If you would leave women the fuck alone, whether they're cis or trans, if you would just leave women the fuck alone, period, this wouldn't even be a problem.
Yeah, that's like Eastlawn Nettles, man. Like, fucking, like, yo, like, fuck Shoshana Roberts and that holla back shit. And,
yeah.
Like, where it's just like, they basically made street harassment some Becky Lives Matter for gentrification bullshit.
Ugh.
When, like, what's really going down is black trans women like Eastlawn Nettles walk down the street, get street harassed, dude is, you know, it's like, oh, she's trans, and then beats her to death in the motherfucking street.
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen to Shoshana Roberts?
No.
Would that happen to Shoshana Roberts while she's promoting gentrification and the dangerous nigger that might hurt a white woman trope? Fuck you.
Seriously. I'm still mad they left all the white men out of that video, too. That was some bullshit.
Yeah, clipped them out on purpose. Yeah.
Which, like, if y'all don't remember, that was a video. It was basically a white woman with a backpack who just walked around New York City for like 8 hours. And the backpack had a camera and it was recording men who were, you know, street harassing her. And the director who put this together to make a thing literally clipped out every white man and said, yeah, it happened with white men too, but every time a white man was saying something, there was like background noise.
Rob
or like
Bliss.
A train was going by, or like there was a car honking or a police siren. The only one we could put in was men of color, particularly black men, street harassing her. It's like,
yeah, when okay. You look at it, like when the stats were broken down, like almost 90% of the video was only on one street in Harlem.
Yep. And I was like, but then that's the thing, but even that's bullshit too, though, because if you really wanted to talk about how street harassment is a pervasive problem, and you were like, well, there's all these times white men did it, but the audio was bad, you would have gone out and reshot that shit. All she had to do was walk down the street. You could have reshot that shit at any fucking time. It would have happened again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the target audience of street harassers was going to be missing that day. They were still going to be there. You could have did it, but, you know, whatever. Be racist. That's fine, too. I'm cool with it. It's fine. It's fine.
This is the way we tangent.
We tangent a lot. We tangent hard. I don't know. What am I looking for here? What are we doing?
That's some ill shit, right? So, apparently, we just don't get, like, we're more on a podcast than when we can, so it's like, fuck it, put the white-on-white crime stories anywhere in the week. Like, man, there was a point in time where we used to fucking find a white-on-white crime story on, like, Saturday.
Right, just and hold it.
Yeah, just wait. Like, oh, I can't wait till Wednesday. I got a good one.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore. We don't have time. Let's see. Do you want to do this one about the teacher who told a student he was going to get lynched?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, because we're post-racial. I think everyone should know that. America is a post-racial country. Martin Luther King defeated racism.
That's right.
We've been fantastic ever since. Which is why a white middle school teacher in the town of Mason outside of Cincinnati told a black student he would be lynched if he didn't get back on task. The incident happened in front of the child's class in December, according to his mother, Tanisha Aggie Bell. Mason's school spokeswoman, not person, spokeswoman.
Not person.
Tracy Carson confirmed the incident occurred in teacher Renee Thole's classroom. Oh, also, something that was really kind of like greasy about this is on Cincinnati.com, but the thumbnail is the black mother and not the white teacher. So, like, the headline says, it doesn't say the race of anybody. It just says, teacher told 13-year-old student he might be lynched, and then has his mother's picture.
And they know how people prefer to, like, because it's going to get posted in privately owned social media things. People look at the headline, look at the picture,
yep,
and say, yep, niggers are racist to each other.
Yeah, or they thought it was a white kid. Like, it's reverse racism.
Oh, they were like, oh, we've been Keatoned again.
All right, so that was what they did for the thumbnail. Don't get confused by the thumbnail. So anyways, according to the spokesperson, Tracy Carson, she said, as educators, sometimes we mess up, and clearly that's what happened here. You made a death threat against a child. I would like to think that's more than a mess up, ma'am.
Sometimes we mess up. That's just like when I was, you know what, fuck it, tangent. Like when I saw somebody said, everybody just wants to point out Oprah's shortcomings. The shit you told me yesterday from what you were researching, I'm like, shortcomings is a little belittling.
Yeah.
God damn.
Way past that. Yeah. So the spokeswoman then declined to say if the teacher was disciplined, which means no.
Disciplined.
But said the district has investigated, documented, and set expectations for the future. Uh-huh. Let's see. The Inquirer has requested more documents concerning the incident. Those could not be obtained, and Thole could not, the teacher, could not be reached for comment. When Aggie Bell's 13-year-old son, Nathan, called Thole's comment racist in class last month, the teacher asked him why he thought that. You told him his white classmates was finna lynch him. Of course he thought it was racist. What the fuck? She said Nathan didn't tell her what happened for a week because he thought he was going to be in trouble for questioning the teacher's remark. Nathan was talking too much, his mother said, when he was reprimanded. The boy is a jokester who can't... Y'all motherfucking... You know what? I'm just going to read it and then you tell me what you think about the way they editorialized it. Nathan certainly was talking too much, his mother said, when he was reprimanded. The boy is a jokester and can be heard singing everywhere he goes.
The boy is a jokester?
And can be heard singing everywhere he goes.
Is this a quote from Tanisha?
Allegedly. It's not in quotes, so it's not a direct quote.
Oh, it's not in quotes?
It's not in quotes.
Oh, because that's libel. Yo, they can't fucking lie.
I'm like, so the black boy was talking too much and sings everywhere he goes, does he? What is he, doing a fucking song of the South, you know? Like, what the fuck is he doing?
Tomorrow, they're full of shit.
I see the way that, like, that plus the whole fucking thumbnail shit, like...
Who's that fucking, who wrote the article? Is her name on it?
Keith Barry Golick.
Keith Barry Golick. We should look up some more of his shit and just see what type of shit Keith likes to do.
Yeah, after we get this, I'm gonna click his name. It's up there at the top.
Keith Barry, go lick yourself. Fuckface.
But the teacher's words can never be unsaid, said Aggie Bell. Later, Aggie Bell spoke with Thole and said the teacher acknowledged telling her son if he didn't improve his focus on schoolwork that his friends were going to form an angry mob and lynch him wasn't appropriate. Your white friends are going to form a mob and lynch you is not appropriate. All right, that's what we're doing. More than 3,000 African Americans were lynched in the United States between 1882 and the height of the Civil Rights Movement, according to the NAACP. Aggie Bell said Thole told her she was just frustrated. And Aggie Bell, this is a direct quote, said, I told her, but next time you're frustrated, are you going to call him a nigger? And they don't say what the teacher responded with. Aggie Bell has since asked officials to remove her son from the social studies class, which they did. Thole apologized in class for offending Nathan and said she didn't have harmful intentions. You said you were going to kill him. Okay, but you didn't have harmful intentions. That's cool. Like, I routinely threaten to murder people, too, just for funsies, obviously.
But it's going to get me a promotion at work, man. Absolutely. That's why I walked to the boss. I said, listen here, Mr. Sir Feller. I will fucking kill you.
Yes, and then he was like, that, you need a raise.
Yeah, you need to be in the fucking, what's that department they're talking about now? I'm forgetting what my own shit is.
Oh, it's like continuing improvement.
Continued improvement department.
Yeah, that's how you get a raise. However, Aggie Bell says the apology is not enough because the teacher never explained to the predominantly white class why she was wrong. Carson, the spokeswoman, apparently, said the teacher misspoke and felt awful. Of Nathan, she said it was amazing he was brave enough to confront the teacher. Aggie Bell said she planned to speak during a school board meeting Tuesday night, but was asked to talk privately by officials instead. She said the conversation lasted 5 minutes. And officials thanked her for coming by and that they take race issues seriously.
God damn.
Direct quote from Aggie Bell. I don't believe them.
Oh, an actual quote.
You're not wrong, sis. You're not wrong. Aggie Bell has previously met with district officials, including the superintendent, and said that their response to the incident was flippant. I believe Mason is a community that is okay with the way it is, said Aggie Bell, referencing the racial tensions. In an interview Wednesday, she cried, recalling the nonchalant way in which her son Nathan told her what happened. She was thinking about how she doesn't let Nathan play with airsoft guns because of fear her neighbors might call the cops. Then she blamed herself for moving here, and tears began to form in her eyes again. My son was walking around thinking he did something wrong. During the public portion of the Mason School Board meeting Tuesday, office officials praised a guest speaker who discussed race and empathy. School employees tweeted about the event using the hashtag #MasonShines. The lynching comments, however, were not mentioned during the school board meeting.
All right.
Yeah.
Fucking, all right, we can't squeeze in anymore. We should definitely roll over some shit.
Yes.
Yeah, because then that'll lessen the amount of show prep needed for tomorrow. And then next week, I'm going to be back to my overtime hours, so it will be harder, but we will fucking crank out episodes as we can. Shout out to the homie DRKT over there on the Facebooks. I don't think I've ever seen you before. It looks like a page name, right? DRKT. Like, is that an account or a page name? I'm going to click on it when the program's over, see what's going on with the homie Loco over there. Yes. And so this is WineCellarMedia.com, the Black Podcast with WineCellar Media. William J. Jackson here, Phoenix Kaliter over there. Follow Phoenix Kaliter on the Twitters at Uppity Negress, 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's, at Uppity Negress. We keep this Father Mucker alive, closer to the goal we go, as one of the homie locos on the Patreon just increased their deal.
That would be at Silverback Surfer on Twitter.
Yeah, niggas holding it down, and that's getting us closer to the goal, because, like, if we reach the goal before June, Phoenix Kaliter quits her fucking job at that abusive-ass office and just does this full-time.
Yes.
If we get to June, goal or no, she's got to get out of that office. So, but folks might push us there. And folks hitting up the PayPal, thank you, paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam and patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one.
Bye.